Very nice. All right. So Lord, we're happy to be together again this afternoon, and we're praying that you will bless us.
主啊，我们再一次呢非常高兴的今天来到这里，所以我们祈求您的赐福给我们。
So we just pray that you will help us today. Thank you, Lord, for each one who's come.
所以主啊，我们就祷告呢，您今天呢帮助我们，感谢每一位来的人。
Lord, the fact is we've all come before you in our weakness and in our lack of knowledge.
所以主啊，就是说事实上呢，我们来到您这里都是带着我们的软弱和缺乏知识。
And so we pray that you will teach us and cause us to respond to the wisdom of your words.
所以呢，我们就祷告，求您能帮助我们，就是教导我们，就是说赐给我们这样的智慧，去理解您的话。
And so we ask these things now and give you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些呢，就是向您献上感恩呢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So the story that we're looking at today is really the story of this man, Pharaoh, who was king.
我们今天讲的故事呢，真的是这样的一个故事，那个法老呢，他当时是王。
And because he was king, he figured he was boss.
因为他是王呢，他觉得他就是老板。
But doesn't matter who the man is, God is still the boss over all men.
就不管这个人他是谁，那么说那神呢，他总是所有人之上的主宰。
But it's hard for men to believe that. They've accomplished so much in life, they think, many men think they're invincible.
这个里面呢，就是对人来说呢，很难去相信这一点，因为他们在人生里太多的成就，所以他们认为呢，他们是无敌的。
It's often easier for a man or a woman who's a failure to trust in God than it's someone who thinks he's a success because he thinks he doesn't need God.
对于一个男的或者女的来说呢，如果他生活中很失败，就很容易去相信神。那么说对那些呢，在生活中呢就是非常成功的人呢，他很难相信，因为他觉得他什么都不需要。
So Pharaoh is basically saying, God, I don't need you, I don't know you, and I don't really care. As a matter of fact, if I were to acknowledge you, probably cost me a lot of money, so I'm not going to acknowledge you.
所以完了，基本上说呢，就是神呐，我不认识你，我也不管你，我也不想知道，因为呢，如果说我知道了，我认识了神以后呢，可能要花我很多钱。
So now, chapter 7 and verse 14 of Exodus says, So the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go.
因为在出埃及记第7章14节说呢，耶和华对摩西说，法老的心刚硬，不肯容百姓去。
So he said, Go to Pharaoh in the morning, when he goes down out to the water, and you shall stand by the river's bank and meet him, and the rod which was turned to a serpent you shall take in your hand.
因为明日早晨看到你出去往水边去，你要往河边迎接他，手里要拿着那变过蛇的杖。
And you shall say to him, The Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But indeed, until now, you would not hear.
对，他说呢，耶和华希伯来人的神派我来见你，说，容我的百姓去，好在旷野侍奉我，看呢，到如今你还是不听。
By this, 17, thus says the Lord, By this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the waters which are in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they shall be turned to blood.
第17节，耶和华如此说：看哪，我要用我手里的杖击打河中的水，水就变成血，因此你必知道我是耶和华。
And the fish that are in the river shall die, the river shall stink, and the Egyptians will loathe to drink the water of the river.
河里的鱼必死，河 也要变腥臭，埃及人将厌恶喝着河里的水。
So that's the message that Moses was supposed to take to Pharaoh when he met him in the morning at the river.
所以就是说是摩西呢，他应该在早晨呢，在河边碰到法老时候，要向他传递的信息。
Now, as it is today, so it was this 3,500 years ago, when Moses was in Israel, was in Egypt, the river was a very important part of their life.
所以这个呢，就像3500年以后，在摩西那个年代，到今天的埃及那片土地上呢，河对他们来说，在他们的人生中是非常重要的。
It was the center of agriculture.
所以是农业的中心。
The land was flat. The river watered the entire land.
所以呢，就是那个河水呢，它呢浇灌整个的土地。
It was the center of transportation.
也是那个运输的中心。
It was basically the center of life for Egypt then and even today.
所以那个基本上就是他们人生的中心，在埃及，就算今天也是。
So Moses is instructed to go down to the river and meet Pharaoh.
所以摩西呢，被指导要到那个河边去，去遇见法老。
I'm not sure. I think Pharaoh went down to the river every morning.
我不是很确定，我认为呢，法老呢，每天早晨呢，都下到河边去。
He probably went down to wash. He may very well have gone down for a swim.
他呢，有可能呢，到河里去洗，但也有可能呢，他去游泳。
We don't know for sure. But he recognized the value of the river.
所以我们不是很确定，但是他知道河的价值。
But God had to teach him that God was the boss.
但神必须呢教导他，神才是主宰。
And Pharaoh was very slow to believe it.
所以法老呢，就是他非常的反应迟钝去相信。
So, what do you do when God starts speaking to you?
当神开始跟你讲话的时候，你应该怎么做？
Well, some people say, this is really good. Yes, what do you want, God? I'll do it.
有些人说呢，这个非常好。那么说呢，神，您想要什么，我就去做。
And other people say, no, I'll do it my own way. I don't need God.
其他人说呢，不，我要按我自己的方式做，我不需要神。
And that's what Pharaoh is doing.
这就是法老所做的。
So, I don't know. Things are going from bad to worse in Pharaoh's life.
所以我不是很清楚，但神的那个法老的人生呢，从糟糕变得更糟糕。Things
are going from bad to worse in a lot of people's lives.
在大多数人的人生里，都是事情从糟糕变得更糟糕。When
things go from bad to worse, what do you do?
当那事情从糟糕变得更糟的时候，你应该怎么做？
You turn to God and you say, Lord, I want you to help me, please.
所以你转向神，你说主啊，我想要您的帮助。
Pharaoh said, I don't worry about God.
那个法老说了，我才不关心神呢。
So Pharaoh goes down to the river in the morning, and Moses is supposed to meet him.
所以法老呢，早晨起来到河边，那个摩西应该碰得见他。
So we better get verse 19. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Say to Aaron, take your rod, stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their streams, over their rivers, over their ponds, over all the pools of water, that they may become blood. And there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and vessels of stone.
所以我们来读一下第十九节。第十九节说：“耶和华告诉摩西说，你的羊能说，把你的杖伸在埃及所有的水以上，就是在他们的江河池塘以上，叫水都变成血，在埃及遍地，无论在牧畜中、实畜中都必有血。”
And so 20, and Moses and Aaron did so, just as the Lord commanded. So he lifted up the rod and struck the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. The fish also that were in the river died. The river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink the water of the river, so there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt.
第二十节、21节，摩西、亚伦就照着耶和华所吩咐的行。亚伦在法老和臣仆前举杖击打河里的水，河里的水都变作血了。河里的鱼死了，河也腥臭了。埃及人就不能喝这河里的水，埃及遍地都有了血。
Told you before, What we have here is the warnings of God followed by the fulfillment of the promises in those warnings.
所以这个里面的这里面，我们所看到的是，就是神对他们的警告，而且呢，就是说是他那应许的，要警告他们那种应许的实现。
Don't say no to God.
不要跟神说不。
So, just a couple of things as we go along now. Number one, what else happened in the morning by the river in the story of Moses?
这个里面呢，就是说我们呢有两件事情要提。第一个呢，就是说是那么说呢，在早上在摩西那个时候，在河边应该发生什么？
Well, Moses was put into the river one morning, and it wasn't Pharaoh who came down; it was Pharaoh's daughter who came down.
因为摩西呢，小时候呢被早晨被扔到河里，河里呢让法老的女儿下来了。And
in a miraculous way, the circumstances were such that Moses' daughter adopted Moses as her own son, and Moses was raised in the palace.
所以一个神奇的方式呢，把那女儿呢收养了摩西作为他的儿子。那么是摩西呢是在宫殿里长大的。
Now here's Pharaoh's hard heart, and instead of listening to the need that was there, like his daughter did, or the woman who was Pharaoh's daughter before this Pharaoh, instead of responding to God, he rejected God in the same sort of manner.
所以这里这个法老呢，其实呢，他呢就是说是本来应该去顺服神，根据他的需要，像他的前面那个法老的女儿那样，但是呢，他呢却先硬拒绝了神。And
I wonder at all that. I sometimes think that God often returns to certain things in our lives to remind us of what he's doing.
所以我感到非常的惊奇，因为就是神呢，通常呢回到我们的人生里，这样的不断的回呢，就是看看到底在干什么我们。And
I can imagine Moses standing there that morning, waiting for Pharaoh to come and saying to himself, this is probably what it was like 80 years ago when Pharaoh's daughter came down and I was in the river.
因为我认为摩西早晨他正在河边的时候等待法老来，就说呢，他说呢，这有可能是就是说在80年之前，当我在那个河里的时候，法老的女儿从上面下来。And
I think he probably said in God, that means you're a wonderful God. Imagine bringing me back to the same place I was when I was 3 months old, and here's God going to do another miracle, same way.
我认为呢，他这个时候呢，他自己就感到非常的惊奇，对神来说呢，他有可能想呢，就是说，是当我3个月的时候呢，我在这个河里，那么说今天呢，神呢把我带到同样的地方来了。It's
amazing now, Moses turned the water into blood.
非常的神奇，摩西将水变成血。Now
many years later, there was another miracle. And Jesus turned the water into wine.
很多年以后呢，有另外一个神迹，主耶稣基督呢，将水变成酒。And
I think the Lord Jesus, when he was there, said, thank you, Lord. This is marvelous. Before the water was turned to blood, now it's turned to wine. Jesus has come to bring good news, and he wants to turn the water of your life, not into blood and sorrow. He wants to turn it into the joy of wine. Beautiful stories.
所以我认为呢，就是说是主耶稣基督的那个时候呢，他会说呢，感谢主。因为这个时候呢，就是说他感谢神呢，让他把那个水变成了酒。所以主耶稣基督在你的人生中呢，他并不会把你的人生的水变成血和痛苦，他会把你的人生变成酒和喜乐。
So, verse 22 says, then the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments. In other words, they turned water into blood too.
这个第二事儿就是埃及行法术的也用邪术这样行，从另一个方面讲呢，他们也能把水变成血。
And Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, as the Lord had said.
法老的心刚硬，不肯听摩西亚伦，正如耶和华所说的。
Now, very interesting. The devil has got great powers.
有非常有意思，那个魔鬼呢也有大的能量。
And he can often turn good things into bad things.
他通常能把好事变成坏事。
So this is the third miracle that they had done, isn't it? Or is it the fourth? He turned, they made snakes out of their rods.
所以这是第三个，或者是他们的变的那个神迹，所以他们把那个杖变成蛇。
And here they bring forth, they turn the water into blood.
现在他们也把水变成血。
So, just remember now, the devil has great power. He can do lots of bad things.
所以叫记住那个魔鬼那个大的能力，他可以做好多事情。
What do you think would have been a much more powerful miracle for Pharaoh to do than to turn the water into blood the same way as Moses and Aaron had done?
你认为呢法阿瑙他还能做什么更大的神迹呢？就是就像奇迹呢，就像那个摩西和亚伦把水变成血一样的了。
Well, you think that if the devil was a good guy, he would turn the miracle when the water became blood. He would say, I'll show you what I will do. I'll turn the blood water to be clear again.
因为你认为呢，如果法阿瑙他是个好人的话呢，他说你看你能把水呢变成血，那么说呢，我可以把那个水变得重新的干净清洁。
Would you remember about the devil now? One thing, he's very good at making good things bad.
所以你现在呢，就是说是知道魔鬼呢，他非常在行，把那个好事变成坏事。
And he's even good at making bad things worse.
他甚至是把坏事变得更坏。
But you try to get the devil to make bad things good, he can't do that.
所以你试试让那个魔鬼把坏事变成好事，他却做不到。
Only God can do that.
只有神可以做。
Verse 23, Pharaoh's return to his own house.
第二十三节说法老转身进家。
Pharaoh didn't care about God.
法老并不关心神。
I don't think Pharaoh cared about his people either.
我认为法老呢也不关心他的人民。
Pharaoh went home.
法老回家。
If you'd been the king, what would you have done?
如果你是个王，你应该怎么做？
Well, you'd have issued instructions, wouldn't you, to all the people in your kingdom as to how to avoid this.
你要发出很多的指导，是不是对你的子民来说呢？你们怎样去避免这样的事？
Pharaoh didn't care about God.
法老不关心神。
Pharaoh didn't care about the Israelites who were his slaves.
法老也不关心那个以色列人，他们当他们做奴隶的时候。
And Pharaoh didn't care about his own people.
法老也不关心他自己的人民。
Verse 24. So all the Egyptians dug all around the river for water to drink, because they could not drink the water of the river.
第二十四节说呢，埃及人都在河边两地挖地要得水喝，因为他们不能喝这河里的水。
So everybody had to dig his own well in his own backyard.
所以每个人都必须在后院里挖自己的井。
And frankly, it was pretty miserable.
坦率说，非常大的苦难。
Verse 25, 7 days passed after the Lord had struck the river.
第二十五节说，耶和华击倒河以后，满了七天。
7 days without decent drinking water or washing water.
这七天没有清洁的水可喝，或者说呢，不能用水洗。
But if you'll notice something in all of this, the warnings of God usually have a relatively short time attached to them.
你呢，就是有没有注意到呢？就是说是神的那个警告，通常呢有一段时间联系在一起。
Many people get that wrong. They say it's a big problem.I know it's a problem, but the punishment was short, I'm okay.
所以很多人把这个搞错了。他说呢，我知道这里有问题，有惩罚，但是惩罚呢只是短暂的，所以我可以忍受。
Many people think that the adverse effects in their lives what that they can directly relate to sin. Many people assume that those warnings that come afterwards are the judgments of God.
所以呢，很多人呢，他们认为呢，就是说是在他们人生里的这样的他们不利的一些事情呢，通常呢就是说啊，有先有神的警告，然后才神的审判。
If they're not the judgments of God, what are they?
那么如果不是神的那个警告，那是什么呢？
They're the warnings of God that when the judgments come, they're going to be worse.
因为这里有神的警告，那审判来了以后呢，会变得更严重。
So Pharaoh was under the repeated confusion that if God withheld the warnings, that it meant the judgment was gone. It's not true, Pharaoh. You're just heaping up more judgment for the future.
法老呢，就是说是那么说呢，他一直把这个事情搞错了。他觉得呢，就是说是神呢，如果先警告他，那么审判呢会延迟来。但是法老你搞错了，审判以后呢，警告以后就会有审判。
So Pharaoh goes down to the water. I'm assuming for a nice wash and swim.
所以说法老下到河里呢，就是他可能呢，好好的洗一下自己，游个泳。
When he gets there.The river is turned to blood.
但是到那里呢，水变成了血。
So he says, I don't think I want to swim anymore.
他就说呢，我可能不想在那里游泳了。
And then the fish begin to float to the top, belly up, and they begin to stink.
然后那些鱼呢，就是说是翻肚皮，浮到河面上的，然后变臭。
And the whole land begins to stink.
然后整个土地都变得臭。
And Pharaoh says, I got to go home now.
法老说呢，我现在要回家了。
Deal with the issues of life. Pharaoh, learn your lesson.
法老，你要把人生的事情处理好，学好你的教训。
All right, so verse 8, chapter 8. The Lord spoke to Moses again, saying, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go that they may serve me.
所以呢，第八章第一节，耶和华对摩西说：“你进去见法老，对他说：耶和华如此说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。”
But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all your territory with frogs.
你若不肯容他们去看呢，我必用青蛙击打你的四境。
So the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into your house, into your bedchamber, on your bed, into the houses of your servants.On your people, into your ovens, and into your kneading bowls.
第三节说河里要多多滋生青蛙，这青蛙要上来进到你们家和你的卧房，上你的床，进你陈仆的家，上你百姓的身上，进到你的炉灶和你的转面盆。
That doesn't sound terribly good, does it?
这个听起来呢并不怎么好，是不是？
Walk into the kitchen, and you say, "I'm going to make some bread," and you.Reach into the bowl, and on top of the flour are half a dozen frogs.
你这个里面呢，就是你走进你厨房，你想做点饼吃，然后你去拿你的转面饼，在那个面粉上呢，有一堆的青蛙在上面。
Is it repulsive?
这个呢，在你来说是感到那个了吗？
Yeah.
是的。
I've been to Florida. I went to Florida once.
我去过那个佛罗里达，去过一次。
Why didn't I go back to Florida?
为什么我不回佛罗里达了？
Well, there are many reasons.
有很多原因。
Not the least of which is that when I was in Florida, I checked into the motel.
最少呢，就是有这个原因。当我在那个佛罗里达的时候呢，我去那一个就是汽车旅馆登记。
And they gave me a key to the room. They said, you go down there. It was an old motel. And they said, you go to that building down there and you can go in. And you got the key. It's room number 8 or something.
你认为他们给了我一把钥匙说呢，那是一个非常老的旧的一个汽车旅馆。他说你到那边去，那边有个房子，就在那个建筑里面，大概是那第八号房。
So I went down to room number 8. There was a screen door on the room.
因为就是说我去到那个就是说是第八号房那个门口呢有个纱窗。
And I think there were 6 or 8 frogs on the screen door.
6到8个那个青蛙在那个纱窗上。
And I thought to myself, what am I doing in Florida? I want to go to Vancouver.
所以我说我来佛罗里达到底来干什么？我想回温哥华了。
There was a bunch of frogs on your... I didn't know where the rest of the frogs were. Fortunately, the screen door kept the frogs outside.
你这个里面我不知道其他的青蛙在哪里，就是幸运的是呢，那个纱门呢，把那个青蛙呢挡在门外。
What do you think would have happened if I'd gone inside and there were a half a dozen frogs in the kitchen on the cutlery?
因为你认为那就是说是如果我到那个就是进去以后进到厨房里，就是看厨房里有6只青蛙在那个烧水壶里呢？
What would I have done?
那我会怎么做呢？
I would have given the key back and turned around and driven back to Carolina.
意思就是我会把那个钥匙还给他们，然后开车下到那个Carolina去。
This was far worse than that.
这个比那个要远远糟糕的多。
So where are we now? I get carried away and can't remember.
It's verse four,
yeah. The frogs shall come upon you, on your people, and on all your servants. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your rod over the streams, over the rivers, over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up on the land of Egypt. So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt.
第六四节说，又要上你和你的百姓，并你众臣仆的身上。耶和华告诉摩西，对亚伦说：你把你的杖伸在江河池以上，便使青蛙到埃及地上来。亚伦便伸手在埃及的众水以上，青蛙就上完了，遍布了埃及地。So
verse 7 now, Pharaoh's magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs on the land of Egypt.
第七节是行法术的，也用他们的邪术照样而行，叫青蛙上了埃及地。So
remember again, the devil can do bad things too.
所以呢，就是说要记住那个魔鬼呢，他也能干坏事。But
on this occasion, instead of going to his own house, verse 8 says, Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they may sacrifice to the Lord.
第八节呢，法老这回就不回家了，他呢就是把招来了摩西、亚伦来说，请你们求耶和华使这青蛙离开我和我的民，我就容百姓去向耶和华献祭。Well,
you know the story. Would you believe Pharaoh?
你知道这个故事，你会相信法老吗？
And the answer, no.
答案是不会。
Have you learned something in life? This is what you should learn in life. Don't believe a liar.
你在人生中学到了什么东西吗？ 这就是你应该在人生中学的东西。不要相信说谎的。
Man says, yeah, of course I'm a liar. What do you say?
但一个人说呢，我就是说谎的，你会怎么说？
You say, I don't believe you.
你说我不相信你。
And I told you about the day that I went to buy a really nice used car.
因为我告诉你们以前讲过，我去买一个非常好的一个旧车。
It was an older car, but it only had 15,000 miles on it.
所以呢，这是一个非常老的旧的车，但是呢，只有那个就是说是15,000英里的公里数。
And the price was pretty good.
价格也非常好。
This was a long time ago. The car was a DeSoto.
所以呢，就是说这是很久之前那个车的名字叫DeSoto。
Most of you are so young, you've never even heard of a DeSoto, but this was a DeSoto that I wanted to buy.
所以你们大家呢，大多数人都比较年轻，你们都没听过DeSoto这个牌子，但是我就是要买的就是。
15,000 miles. I thought this is a really good buy.
我说这个呢，15,000英里的里程数，我说这个呢，应该是个好的交易。So
I looked in on the driver's side and I saw the brake pedal.
所以呢，我看看那个驾驶座位那边，我看了那个刹车板。
And the brake pedal was the the rubber on the top of the brake pedal was worn very thin, worn down.
因为那个就是在那个刹车板上的那个橡胶呢，本来应该是覆盖的，但是却变得非常薄了。
I said to the man, how can this car only gone 15,000 miles and the brake pedal's almost worn through? How's that happen?
我对那个人说呢，就说是这个车呢，只有开了15,000英里，那么这个刹车板上的这个橡胶为什么就没了呢？
And the man said to me, would I lie to you?
那个人说，我对你撒谎了吗？
I said, I think so. Bye-bye.
我说，我觉得你撒了。拜拜。Okay.
Don't trust Pharaoh.
不要相信法老。So
where are we?
Nine.
And Moses said to Pharaoh, accept the honor of saying, when I shall intercede for you, for your servants, and for your people, to destroy the frogs from you and your houses, that they may remain in the river only.
摩西对法老说，任凭你吧，我要何时为你和你的虫仆并你的百姓祈求，除灭青蛙离开你和你的家，只留在河里呢？
So Moses said, so Pharaoh said, take them away tomorrow.
那法老说呢，明天。
How long did the blood stay?
那个血停留了多久？
It was 7 days, wasn't it?
七天是不是？
It was 25. Okay, so he said, I don't want this. I don't want the frogs to be around for 7 days. Take them away tomorrow, Moses.
以上一章的25节是不是七天？他就是说我不想这个青蛙呢在这里呢待七天。他说摩西呢，明天就把它们移走吧。So,
where are we now? Verse 10. So he said, tomorrow, and he said, let it be according to your word, that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God.
第十节他说呢，明天摩西说可以照你的话，好叫你知道没有像耶和华我们的神的。So
how many miracles were there in the story of the plagues of Egypt?
因为在埃及的这个灾祸里面呢，有几个那个神迹呢？
Well, on first glance, you'd say 10. We'll get there.
所以呢，就是说，当我们读完时候，你会知道有10个。
But then you'd have to add this one too, wouldn't you?
那你必须把这个也加上。
One thing to bring the frogs up. It's another thing to get them out of here.
就是把那个青蛙呢从河里搞上来是一回事，把它叫他们回去又是另外一回事了。Verse
11. And the frogs shall depart from your houses, from your servants, from your people. They shall remain in the river only. Then Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried out to the Lord concerning the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh.
第十一节说呢，青蛙要离开你和你的家，并你的臣仆和你的百姓只留在河里。于是摩西、亚伦离开法老，出去。摩西为攻击法老的青蛙呼求耶和华。So
what does Pharaoh do when there's plagues?
因为出现了灾祸的时候，法老在做什么？
He goes home.
回家。
What did Moses do?
摩西在干嘛？
He went to pray.
他去祷告。
Now, he'd already made a promise to Pharaoh in God's name that God was going to solve this problem.
他已经跟法老承诺了，代表神呢，说神呢会解决这个问题。
So what did he go to pray for?
那么他就为什么祷告？
It's already decided, isn't it?
这已经决定了，是不是？
There's something about the men of God. They know a lot about prayer.
对神的敬虔的人来说呢，就是他们很了解祷告。And
sometimes we pray when we don't know what's going to happen.
有时候呢，我们祷告，当我们不知道要发生什么时候。And
other times we pray when we do not know when we do know what's going to happen.
另外的一些时候呢，我们知道要发生什么，我们也去祷告。And
so I just marvel at Moses and Aaron now, they know what's going to happen. But they go to prayer and they say, Lord, we've already told them what's going to happen, and you've told us what's going to happen. But Lord, would you make it work, please?
让人感到惊奇的是摩西和亚伦呢，他们知道要发生什么，他们仍然呢，就是跟主祷告，他说主啊，您呢允许了这样的事情要发生，求您呢让它发生吧。
Now verse 13 is a marvelous verse. It says, so the Lord did according to the word of Moses.
所以呢，第十三节呢是一个非常的神奇的一节经文。他说呢，耶和华就照摩西的话行。
That ever happened to you?
在你身上发生过吗？
You say you believe God, I believe this is going to happen.
你说呢？我相信神，我相信这个就要发生了。
And sometimes it happens, I believe, just because you made a promise to God.
你有时候呢，就是它发生的是因为呢，你向神承诺了。
And then you prayed.
让你祷告。
And God honored it.
神呢就尊重你。
Good man, Moses.
摩西是个好人。
Verse 13 goes on, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the courtyards, out of the fields. They gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank.
第十三节后半部分说，凡在房里、村中、田间的青蛙都死了，众人把青蛙聚拢成堆，遍地就都腥臭。
What happened at the end of the plague of blood?
那么说是在那个就是说是血变成水变成血那个灾里之后发生什么？
The land stank.
整个土地都腥臭。
What's happening now at the end of the land of the plague of frogs?
那么是在蛙灾之后发生什么呢？
The land stank.
整个土地都臭。
Verse 15, when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and did not heed them as the Lord had said.
就是我觉得法老见灾祸缓解，就硬着心不肯听他们，正如耶和华所说。
You'd almost think that Pharaoh was deaf, wouldn't you?
你基本上认为法老聋了，是不是？
What's the matter with you, Pharaoh?
法老，你有什么毛病吗？
Sometimes when you're in school, and the teacher says, if you do this, I'll give you the strap, or the teacher says, if you do this, you'll stay in after school. What do you do?
如果说是那个就是说是在有时候你在学校里老师跟说呢，你照着这个做，做了以后呢，我会给你一个盖个章。他们说如果说你不照着做呢，放学以后你给他留下，你会怎么做？
You say, I listen. I'm not going to do that.
你说呢，我听到了，但是我不准备做。
Teacher says, this is going to be on the exam. What do you do?
那么老师说呢，这个考试要考，你会怎么做？
You get out your pencil, you write it, and circle it, and say, "This is important. It's going to be on the exam."
你把你的那个笔拿出来，那就把它记下来，把那些重点都画圈，因为这些非常重要，在考试里要考。
Verse 16. So the Lord said to Moses, "Say to Aaron, stretch out your rod, strike the dust of the land, so that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt."
第十六节说，那耶和华对摩西说，你的眼能说声是你的杖打地上的尘土，使尘土在埃及地遍地成为色子。
And they did so. For Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and struck the dust of the earth, and it became lice on man and beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt.
那个就是第十七节说，那他就这样行，亚伦伸出手中的杖击打地上的尘土，就在人身上和走兽身上有了色子，遍地埃及遍地的尘土都有了色子了。
Now the Egyptians so worked with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice on man and beast.
因为第十八节说，行法术的引用邪术要伸出色子，那确实不难。于是，在人身上和走兽身上都有了色子。
Then the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God."
因为行法术界的法老说，这是神的指头。
What happens if God starts to do things and people don't listen?
如果呢，就是神开始做事，人不听，会发生什么？
Well, very often he does some more things.He says, you wouldn't listen to me last time, listen to me this time, sooner or later. And they end up saying, it's true, God's talking.
这个里面呢，他会做另外一件事情，他就说呢，我已跟你说过了，你就是不听。那么说呢，迟早他要做更多的事情，让你知道神在说话。
So in the story thus far, who would you rather be, Pharaoh or Moses?
你说这故事你应验是谁，是法老还是摩西？
And the answer is, I'd rather be with Moses and on Moses' side than with Pharaoh on his side.
所以答案是呢，我宁愿站在摩西这边，而不愿站在法老那边。
But Pharaoh's heart grew hard, And he did not heed them, just as the Lord had said.
但是法老的心刚硬，不肯听摩西亚呢，正如耶和华所说的。
Again, we marvel at the fact that God so often speaks to people and they refuse to listen.
所以我们感到惊奇的是呢，神呢通常呢会跟人说话，但是他们却拒绝去听。
Verse 20, and the Lord said to Moses, rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh as he comes out to the water.
你这个里面第二十节，耶和华对摩西说，你清早起来，法老来到水边。
That happened once before.
这个发生过一次。
Pharaoh got up early in the morning.
法老早起。
Moses got up early in the morning.
摩西也早起。
Who got up first?
谁先到？
Probably Moses. He had to be there when Pharaoh got up. He didn't know when Pharaoh was going to get up, so he got up first. Good for Moses.
所以应该是摩西起得更早，因为他必须呢去到那里等法老，他不知道法老什么时候来，所以他必须更早的起来。摩西对你来说是很好的。
So, verse 20 goes on. Then say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me, or else, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you, and your servants, and your people, and into your houses. The houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they stand.
然后意思说是第二十节后半部分，你站在他面前对他说，耶和华如此说，容我的百姓去，可以侍奉我，你若不容我的百姓去，看哪，我要叫成群的苍蝇到你和你的臣仆并百姓身上，进你的家，并且埃及人的家里和他们所住的都要满了成群的苍蝇。
So it's interesting, the Lord says, let my people go that they may serve me or else.
所以这个里面呢就是非常有意思，主说呢容我的百姓去，可以侍奉我在别的地方。
When we were children, we used to play or else games.
所以呢就是说我们就是说是当时孩子的时候呢通常玩这个游戏，就说你若不，
you do this or else.
你如果做这些或者如果你不做，
this wasn't a game.
这就是那个游戏。
It is the game with God.
这是个神玩游戏。
The Bible tells us all about activities and then gives us all kinds of warnings and then ultimately fulfills it by fulfilling the or else implied in the warnings.
这个里面呢就是圣经呢给了我们所有的这样的一些故事，同时呢也给我们这样的警告，警告呢然后呢警告以后呢就是用审判来实现这些警告。那么说呢，如果你就是听这警告，或者你若不听会怎么样？
Now the problem is with some of the translation here, the line is, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and your servants.
所以这个里面呢就是有些译本呢在这里出现一些问题，他这时候看了，我要叫成群的苍蝇到你和你臣仆并你的百姓身上。
Now as you read these, that line, do you notice that the lettering of the words is different for the word for I will send swarms and the words of flies? You notice the words of flies are somewhat different?
所以就是说你这里面在这里面这个词呢就是说是有点不同，就是说是在前面讲到的呢就是说我可以降下那个色子青蛙，那么说这里你发现这个苍蝇是不是有点不同呢？
Why are the words of flies in what we call italics?
因为我们这里就是 what's italics?
Italics is the script of the words. The word swarms of fliesSwarms is the bold type, and the rest of the words are, but the words of flies are in italics, small little letters, different script.
Okay.
I don't know. Take a look here. Of flies. Swarms
of flies.
Oh, yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes.他说其他的那些东西呢其实呢都是这个里面呢为什么他的那个圣经上用斜体把这个苍蝇写出来了。
Okay, can you see that in your Bibles in front of you?
你们在圣经里面是不是写的挺好？
Why the difference?
为什么有这个区别呢？
Because the of flies is not in the original.
因为呢，在原文里呢没有这个苍蝇这个词。
The words are he sent swarms.
所以呢，就是词是他差渗了，他拆了一群。
But we're not told precisely what the swarms were.
但我们知道这一群是什么。
Were they flies?
那不是苍蝇吗？ 有可能。
Were they ants?
那不是蚂蚁吗？
Maybe.
有可能。
Some say they might even have been mosquitoes.
他们有些人说有可能是蚊子。
All we know is there were swarms of them.
我们所以知道就是一群。
Now frankly, if you had to choose whether you would have swarms of flies or swarms of ants or swarms of mosquitoes or swarms of something else, which would you choose?
坦率说，如果你有选择，你宁愿选择一群苍蝇，或者一只蚂蚁，或者一群蚊子，还是其他东西，你选择什么呢？
You'd say, I want to get out of here. I don't want any swarms of anything. Thank you.
所以你说我要离开这里，我不想有任何的一群的东西来。
So we're not told precisely what there were swarms of. All we know is there were swarms and nobody wanted them.
所以就是我们不是很确定这里到底是一群什么东西，但是呢，就是我们确定知道的是没有人想要这群东西。
The houses shall be full of swarms. And also the ground on which they stand. And in that day, verse 22, I will set apart the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms shall be there.
这里面呢就是，然后第二节说呢，看哪位叫成群苍蝇，在你和你臣仆百姓之上，进家并且爱一人的家里和他们所住的都要满了成群的苍蝇。第二节说，当那日我必分别我的百姓所住的歌山地，使那里没有成群的苍蝇。
In order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land, and I will make a difference between my people and your people, tomorrow this sign shall be.
所以呢，就是好叫你们知道我是地上的耶和华，我要将我的百姓和你的百姓分别出来，明天必有这神迹。
Have you noticed that the Lord often makes a difference between his people and the other people?
你们注意到那神呢，通常呢就是说是把他的子民和其他的百姓分别出来了。
And when I was younger, I used to look around and then I'd say, Lord, I want you to treat me like the way you treat your people. I don't want you to treat me the way you treat the other people.
比如说当我还年轻时候，我说主啊，我向主祷告，我说主啊，我要你对待我像对待你自己的百姓一样，我不想您呢对待我像对待其他的百姓一样。
And Pharaoh, he's probably making all kinds of excuses for what he's doing. And the Lord says, I want you to know that I'm not gonna blame my people anymore. I'm just gonna blame you and your people. You're the guilty guys.
因为法老呢，在这件事情上呢找了很多借口，他为什么这么做？但是呢，主跟他说呢，就是说你知道，现在呢，我要呢，就是说是把我的百姓和你的百姓呢分别出来，我不会责怪我的百姓，我要责怪你和你的百姓，你们是有过错的那一方。
And the question, of course, is how does the Lord guarantee to do this by tomorrow?
所以问题是，主怎么样去保证明天这么做呢？
Where the flies, where the swarms come from?
那这一群的东西从哪里来的？
Out of nowhere?
就是没有地方来吗？
By tomorrow?
明天？
I can understand a prophecy like this saying, next year, going to be a bad year.
所以我可以理解，就是说是一些预言说明年将会是个灾年。
And how does the Lord change everything? By tomorrow.
比如呢，明天就是在明天之前，怎么样可以去改变一切呢？
And how does the Lord know, how does the world know rather, that the Lord knows the distinction between Goshen and Egypt? Which street is on what side of the map?
这个世界人怎么理解？就是主呢，他怎么知道？就是说是哥三地和埃及人住的地方呢，就是在怎么样去分别？是在街道的这边，还是街道的那边呢？
Verse 24. And the Lord did so. Thick swarms of flies came into the house of Pharaoh.
第24节, 法, 耶和华就这样行, 苍蝇成了大禽, 进入法老的家。
What kind of swarms came?
就是哪一类的一大群来了。
Thick swarms.
也就是这种很恶心的苍蝇。
So let's pretend that you're one of Pharaoh's servants. Your job is to keep the kitchen clean.
因为我们假设你是法老的仆人之一, 你的工作呢是呢, 保证厨房清洁。
Okay. And along comes, maybe it's just ants, swarms of ants, thick swarms of ants.
另外就是说是来了一大群也可能是蚂蚁这是令人恶心的蚂蚁。
How are you going to keep them out of the kitchen?
你怎么把他们赶出厨房?
Absolutely hopeless.
简直是绝望。
And after you've done just trying to do a little to get rid of them, you find that the ants are crawling all over your shoes.
因为你试图把一点赶出去你发现这个蚂蚁都粘在你的袖子上。
And then some of the flying ants are all over your shirt.
然后那个苍蝇都在你的衬衣上。
And you say, I think that Pharaoh ought to realize he's in deep trouble. This is a big problem.
我认为法老开始意识到了他有大麻烦的，这是一个大的问题。
Verse 24, and the Lord did so. Thick swarms of flies came into the house of Pharaoh, into his servants' houses, into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted because of the swarms of flies.
这里面的第二十四节说呢，苍蝇成了大群，进入法老的家，他淳朴的家和埃及遍地，这地就因成群的苍蝇败坏了。
Then Pharaoh called for Moses and said, Go sacrifice to your God in the land.
第25节法老召了摩西亚伦说，你们去在这地向你的神献祭吧。
So what is God saying?
神呢怎么说的?
God's saying, I want this. This is the way it should be.
所以神说呢，我想要这样，这就是事情应该去的方向。
What does Pharaoh say?
法老说的什么?
He says no.
他不。
Then God says, but I said yes.
但神说呢，我说了要。
Pharaoh says, but I said no.
但法老说，我说了不。
And it goes back and forth and back and forth.
就是来来回回好几趟。
And finally, Pharaoh says, I think I'd better increase my negotiation here.
法老说呢，我认为呢，我的那个谈判的砝码应该加了。
So he said, you want to go 3 days journey into the wilderness? I'm going to say, you can't do that, but I'll meet you compromise. We'll compromise halfway, and what you do is you sacrifice to your God in the land. And don't go over there. And do it in your own backyard. You can do that.
王老师说呢，你说的你要到旷野去呢，这三天献祭，所以呢你不要到旷野去，不要走那么远，我呢做一点妥协，这一妥协呢我妥协一半，一边一半，你就待在这个地里，在我们埃及地里献祭就行了。
Have you ever noticed that God is not a God of compromise?
你有没有注意到呢，神呢是不妥协的神呢？
When I was in the real estate business, I used to find that people would say to me, This is my final offer.
因为就是说，当我还在做房地产生意的时候呢，我有些人对我说呢，这是我最后的出价。And
I would often say, well, frankly, my party is prepared to do such and such.
所以我就说呢，坦率的说，我代表那方呢，他们准备做这做这。And
then they would compromise.
然后他们就会妥协。
And I would say, but yesterday you told me this was your final offer.
我告诉他说，你昨天告诉我这是你最后的出价。
But this isn't your final offer at all.
但这个完全不是你最后的出价。
So what did I say?
那我什么说?
I say you better compromise with them some more. They don't have a final offer. They'll keep on going.
那就是我们再做点妥协，你因为你根本没有最后的出价，我们再呢，再往上走点走。
But you remember that when God makes a final offer, it's his final offer.
你要记得，神呢，就是说，他说了，这是最后的出价，他就是最后的出价。
Pharaoh, don't try negotiating with God.
所以呢，法老不要试图跟神呢，就是去谈判。So
he said, you go sacrifice to your God, but do it in the land, do it in Goshen, Do it in the backyard or go down to the corner field and do it there.
那就说那如果你想要去向你的神前接吻嘛，那就在歌山地做，在你的后院里做，或者在找一个地角去做。
And Moses verse 26 says that's not a very good compromise. It would not be right to do so, for we would be sacrificing the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. If we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, then will they not stone us?
所以第二十六节说，某些呢说，那你这个妥协好像行不通。摩西说这样行不合宜，因为我们要把埃及人所厌恶的向我们耶和华的神献祭，看到若把埃及人所厌恶的在他们眼前献为祭，他们岂不拿石头打死我们吗？
The Egyptians had some strange religious association with cattle.
所以呢，就是那个埃及人呢，他们有一个非常的奇怪的宗教，是关于那个牛的。
And I've never really understood what it was.
我永远不知道这个是什么。
All I do know is that if the Israelites had started killing the cattle in offer of sacrifice to God, the Egyptians would have been highly offended. They would have said, they're violating our religion, and they would have killed them because of it.
因为呢，我知道的是呢，就是说是当以色列人他们要如果杀牛做献祭的话呢，那些埃及人呢觉得大大的被冒犯了。他说这个是冒犯到我们的宗教，所以呢，他们有可能就杀了他们。
So verse 27, Moses said, we will go 3 days journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he will command us.
第二句就说我们要往旷野去，走三天路程，照着耶和华我们神吩咐我们的，向他献祭。
Pharaoh said, I'm good at compromise. I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far. Intercede for me.
第二十八节法老说，那我再做点妥协吧。法老说，我容你们去这旷野向耶和华你们的神献祭，只是不要走太远，求你们为我祈祷。
Pharaoh is saying interestingly at the end of verse 28, you intercede for me. You pray to your God for me.
那这二十八节结尾讲的非常有意思。法老说呢，你为我求情，你向你的神为我祷告。
All right, verse 29 says, Then Moses said, Indeed, I'm going out from you, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart tomorrow from Pharaoh, from his servants, from his people. But let Pharaoh not deal deceitfully anymore in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord.
第二节就是摩西说：“看哪，我要出去求耶和华，使成群的苍蝇明天离开法老和法老的臣仆，并法老的百姓。法老却不可再行诡诈，不容百姓去向耶和华献祭。”Verse
30. So Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord, and the Lord did according to the word of Moses. He removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, from his people. Not one remained.
第三十节说，于是摩西离开法老去求耶和华，耶和华就照着摩西的话行，叫成群的苍蝇离开法老和他臣仆，并带着百姓，一个也没留下。So
flies.
所以苍蝇.
And one day there's none.
有一天呢，一个都没有。And
the next day there's thick swarms of them.
所以呢，就是第二天有一厚厚的一群。
And the next day they're all gone.
再过一天，一个都没有。
How many flies remained?
有多少只苍蝇留下来了?
Not one.
一只都没有.
Talk about a miracle.
你去想想.
When God does things, he does them in miraculous ways.
当神呢做事情的时候, 以一种神奇的方式做.
So, verse 32. But Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go.
第32节，这一次法老又硬着心，不容百姓去。Would
you trust that guy?
你相信这个人吗？
And God says, I don't trust him.
神说呢，我不相信这个人。How
many people? We used to call them foxhole Christians.
所以呢，有些人多少人，我们被称之为那个就是狐狸洞的基督徒了。
What's a foxhole Christian?
那狐狸洞基督徒是什么呢?
Well, it came out of the war. If you were a soldier in the war, and there was all kinds of guns up in front of you, and they were all pointed in this direction, what would you do?
这个里面呢，就是说这是从战争里面来的。如果呢，你是去打仗，打仗呢，你面对敌方那个子弹全部从你面前射过来，你会怎么做？
You'd get a shovel.
你能找到一个掩体。
And you'd dig a deep hole really fast.
你把它呢就挖得很深。
And you would jump into the hole.
你就跳到坑里去。
And you'd duck, and the bullets would go right over your head, right over your head, right over your head.
然后你就趴下，趴下呢，子弹呢从你那个里面呢，头上呢就飞过去。
And they call that a foxhole.
他们那就称之为狐狸洞。
Because it's the kind of hole that a fox would dig for himself.
就是那狐狸会为他自己挖的那种洞。
And so when they were down there in the foxhole, and the bullets were going by, and they could hear the booms, what would they do? Many of them said, I think I'll become a Christian.
因为你知道呢，当他们呢趴在那个洞里时候，那子弹从他们脑门上飞过去的时候，那他们怎么做呢？他们说呢，啊，要我认为我想成为基督徒了。And
they would say, God, if you get me out of here, I believe you. I want you to help me. Get me out of here, please.
所以呢，就是他们对神说：“神呢，如果呢，我呢离开这里让我活着呢，我会相信你，让我离开这里吧。”And
say with so often they would pray. And say a lot of things to God when they were there.
所以他们趴在那里时候，他们通常呢会对神的祷告说很多的事情。And
then the shooting stops.
然后呢，就子弹停了。And
from behind them, their own troops march forward.
就是他们后面呢，他们自己那一方的军队呢冲来了。And
they say, the bullets aren't coming at us anymore. Our own troops are around us. They get out of the foxhole. They say, Yippee, marvelous, this is wonderful, we're free.
现在，然后那个子弹呢不再向他射来，然后他自己的那一方的军队呢已经都过来了。他们说，Yippee，我现在自由了，我现在呢不会死了。And
once they got out, many of them would say, I don't care about God anymore. I'm okay. I'm free now.
其实他们就是说是从那里出来以后呢，他说我这不关心神的，我也不相信他，我现在自由了。They
didn't believe God at all.
他们完全不相信神。They
prayed. They maybe said the right words.
他们祷告的时候可能说的话是对的。But
it didn't come from their heart and it didn't change their lives.
但这并不是他们内心深处说出来的，也没有改变他们的生命。Any
more than this man Pharaoh was converted by the fact that there had been a swarm of flies all around him.
因为这个法老呢，他呢，就是说是，就算一大群的苍蝇来了，也不能让他相信。So
verse 32, Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also. Neither would he let the people go.
第32节说，这一次法老又硬着心，不容百姓去。The
phrase is, he hardened his heart.
就是这个词组说呢，法老又他自己硬着心。
That's hard for us to understand. We don't really know what a hard heart is, how to get it, and how to get rid of it.
因为对我们来说是非常难以理解。我们不知道呢，怎样让我们自己的心变硬，我们也不知道怎么样心呢不硬。Among
other things, it means this. In your relationship with God, you make sure you tell the truth. And live up to the truth that you know. And you say, Lord, you're God. I'm not. I need you to help me. And you got to believe it.
其他的事情，除了其他事情外呢，就是说你要确保在你里面，就是内心里面呢，你知道神的真理呢，你相信神的真理，根据你知道多少的神的真理，你要去相信。
Chapter 9, then the Lord said to Moses again, go into Pharaoh and tell him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and still hold them, behold, the hand of the Lord will be on your cattle in the field, on the horses, on the donkeys, on the camels, on the oxen, and on the sheep. There will be very severe pestilence.
然后第八章第一节说呢， 耶和华对摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华希伯来人的神如此说，容我的百姓去，可以侍奉我。你若不肯他们去，人就强留他们。看到耶和华的手架在你的田间的深处上，就是马驴骆驼牛群羊群上，必有重重的瘟疫。
So all the previous plagues had been on the people.
所以前面的那些灾呢，都降在人身上。
If I can say it, inconvenience from the circumstances of life.
所以如果可以这么说，就是说你人生的环境呢，变得不方便了。
Now the Lord says, you haven't listened to that. I think what I'll do is hit your pocketbook.
所以呢，有人说，我说呢，神说呢，我跟你说呢，你不信。那么现在呢，我要准备做的是要盯着你的钱包了。
Maybe you'll acknowledge that.You're doing wrong when I take away your money.
现在就是如果我把你的钱拿走了，你可能又会引起注意。
How rich were these people?
这些人有多富有？
Well, each of their cattle were worth so much money.
所以他们的那个牲畜呢，可能值很多钱。
Each of their horses.
他们的马。
Each of their donkeys.
他们的驴。
Each of their camels.
他们的骆驼。
Each of their oxen.
他们的牛群。
Each of their sheep.
他们的羊群。
How rich was?Job.
那么约伯有多富有呢？
Well, he had, I can't remember them all. He had hundreds of camels, hundreds of cattle, probably thousands. I can't remember the numbers.
所以我不记得数字了。他有成百的那个牛，成百的羊，成百几，好像几千头驴。
He was rich.
他非常富有。
I think I've got a friend who's got, whose father-in-law has 2,000 cattle.
所以呢，我认为我的一个朋友，他的岳父呢有2000只牲畜。
That's a lot of beefsteaks.
就是有很多的那样的牲畜。
He's worth a lot of money.
也值很多钱。
And each of these were money, and Pharaoh had all kinds of cattle.
所以这个呢，所有的呢，就是说明法老呢，他有各种类型的这样的牲畜。
And really, the wealth of the land.Was tied up in their livestock.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是真正的这个那个土地上的财富呢，跟他们的牲畜呢紧密的联系着。
And he says at the end of verse 3, the Lord, there will be a very severe pestilence. We don't know what the disease was.
But
they'd get the disease and it would go through the entire flock.
比如里面呢，就是说是第三节的末尾说呢，必有重重的瘟疫。我们不知道这个瘟疫是什么疾病，但是一疾病呢，会传染在整个的牲畜身上。
And the Lord will make a difference between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, so nothing shall die of all that belongs to the children of Israel.
第四节，耶和华要分别以色列的牲畜和埃及的牲畜，凡属以色列人的一样都不会死。
Absolutely marvelous.
绝对奇妙的。
Does God know how to make a difference between His children and the others?
所以神呢，就是知道怎样把他的孩子们和他其他人之间呢分别出来吗？
Whose side would you like to be on?
你愿意站在哪一边？
I'm going to be on God's side.
我要站在神这边。
Pharaoh, you're foolish. What are you doing?
好了，你这个大傻瓜，你在干什么？
So, verse 5.Then the Lord appointed a set time, saying, "Tomorrow, the Lord will do this thing in the land."
第五节说耶和华既定了时候，说明天耶和华必在这地行这事。
Have you noticed the frequency of the word tomorrow?
所以你没看到这个明天出现的频率了？
I'm not sure all that that implies, but I guess it implies, among other things, be patient, do what God wants you to do today, tomorrow.Could bring problems.
所以呢，我不知道这个明天呢到底暗示着什么，但是呢，我知道有一点呢，就是你今天呢要把神要你做的事情做好，明天呢可能就会出问题了。
So the Lord did this thing on the next day, and all the livestock of Egypt died, but of the livestock of the children of Israel, not one died.
第六节说，第二天耶和华就行这事，埃及的牲畜几乎都死了，只有以色列人的牲畜一个都没死。
Do you think that's getting to be pretty obvious?
你认为这些变得已经非常明显了吗？
Some people say, you know, the Lord never spoke to me.
有人说呢，你知道吗？主从来没跟我说过话。
Well, if you don't listen, he could make it worse. He could make it so bad that he will speak to you.
因为如果你不听的话呢，他会变得很糟，或者更糟，或者非常糟，他会跟你说的。
And I probably told you the story before, driving down the road with my friend in the car.
因为就是我以前可能跟大家讲过这个故事。有一天呢，我在路上开车和我的朋友。
And I said to my friend, "Why don't you trust the Lord as your Savior?"
我对我的朋友说，你为什么不相信主耶稣为你的救主呢？
He said, "Well, things aren't that bad."
这事情还没糟到那个份上。
I said to him, "Don't you think that God is able to make it worse?"
你不认为神可以把你的事情变得把你的人生变得更糟吗？
And a few months later, two things happened.
几个月之后发生了两件事。
Number one, it got worse.
第一个呢，真的变得很糟了。
And number two, he trusted the Lord as his Savior.
第二件呢，他相信了主为他的救主。
Don't be so foolish as to wait for the Lord to make it worse, Pharaoh.
所以呢，不要如此的，不要这么愚蠢的，法老。就神呢，只知道神把事情变得更糟。
Okay, how many of the stock of Egypt died?
所以呢，埃及的牲畜死了多少？
All of them.
全部都死了。
How many of the stock of the children of Israel died?
那么以色列人的牲畜呢死了多少？
How valuable do you think a cow or a sheep became for the children of Israel when all the rest had died?
因为你认为呢，就是说是以色列人的那个奶牛或者说羊群，在其他的都死了以后，他们的价值值多少？
Those of you who understand economics know that price is a function of supply and demand.
所以这个里面呢，你们那些懂经济的人说呢，价格是由那个就是说是供应和需求决定的。
When there's lots of supply and little demand, what happens to price?
所以呢，当那个就是说是有大量的供应也少量的需求，那么价格会怎么样呢？
Okay, and May is right, and Katie is right. Those things.
May 和 Katie 都是对的，可以下降。
Now, when there's lots of demand and little supply, what happens to price?
就是大量的需求，那么说只有少的这个供应，价格会怎么样？是这样上升。
So the next day after tomorrow.
就是第二天在明天之后后天。
Those slaves from the land of Goshen, were they poor or rich?
因为那些呢在歌山地的奴隶，他们是变穷了呢，还是变富有了呢？
Well, they were all rich.
他们所有变富有了。
And one of them said, you know, things aren't that bad. I bought this horse for 10, whatever, and now I can sell it for 100.
所以其中一个说呢，你说事情呢，它并没有那么糟。我那个马，我是十，不管是单位什么，我十买的。那么说呢，现在值100了。
And the other one said, "Well, if I'd known that, I would have bought 10 horses too."
所以那另外一个人说呢，如果我知道这一点，我也会买十匹马。
Verse 7. Then Pharaoh sent, and indeed, not even one of the livestock of the Israelites was dead, but the heart of Pharaoh became hard, and he did not let the people go.
第七节说，法老派人去看，谁知以色列人的牲畜连一个都没有死，法老的心却是刚硬，不容百姓去。
How much did Pharaoh lose that day?
所以法老那天损失了多少？
Well, in our terms, probably billions.
所以就我们当今的概念来说，可能几十亿。
And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron.
所以摩西，主对摩西和亚伦说。
Who's taking the initiative here?
谁呢发起的这些？
The Lord.
主。
That's good. Let the Lord take the initiative in your life, in our lives.
所以这是好的，让主呢在你我的人生里发起一些事情。
So he says, take for yourselves handfuls of, excuse me, handfuls of ashes from a furnace, and let Moses scatter it toward the heavens in the sight of Pharaoh, and it will become fine dust in all the land of Egypt, and it will cause boils that break out in sores on man and beast throughout all the land of Egypt.
第8节，耶和华对摩西亚伦说：“你们取几捧炉灰，摩西要在法老眼前向天扬起来，这灰要在埃及地及埃及全地成为尘土，在人身上和走兽身上成了泡和苍。”
Are things getting worse?
事情是不是变得更糟了呢？
It's one thing to have problems with your cattle.
你的那个就是牲畜出了问题是一回事儿。
It's another thing to be sick.
另外一个呢，你自己病了是另外一回事。
And everyone in your family sick.
你在家里每个人都生病了。
Sores all over your body.
你身上长满了疮。
Verse 11, and the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils.For the boils were on the magicians and on all the land of Egypt.
第十一节说，行法术的在摩西面前站立不住，因为他们身上和一切埃及人身上都有了这疮。
So Moses probably had a meeting scheduled with these leaders of Egypt, and none of them came to the meeting because they were all too sick to come to the meeting.
因为摩西呢，他可能要跟这些人呢，他埃及人呢开个会，但是没有人来，因为他们人都生病了。
But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had spoken to Moses.
第十二节说，耶和华使法老心刚硬，不听他们，正如耶和华对摩西所说的。
All right, so over to the book of Romans, chapter 9.
这是罗马书的第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Chapter 9 and verse 17 of Romans.
罗马书第九章第十七节。
What is going on in this story between God and Pharaoh?
就是故事里呢，到底发生了什么在神和法老之间？
And it reads like this, for the scripture says to Pharaoh, even for this purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be declared in all the earth.
所以第十七节罗马书九章十七节说，因为经上有话向法老说，我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的能力，并要使我的名传遍天下。
Now we're not going to take a lot of time to go into the discussion of Romans chapter 9, but I want to highlight the illustration here.
因为呢，我们不会花大量的时间来学习罗马书第九章这一节，但是我要把这里重点给大家指出来。
So verse 18, therefore, he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills he hardens.
第十八节说，如此看来，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，谁要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思？
Well, it means that God chooses periodically to make examples of people.
也就意味着神呢，他呢，有时候呢，就挑一些人做一些例子。
And some people are undeserving, but they turn to God and they say, Lord, would you have mercy on me?
有一些人呢，他觉得他们不配得，他们转向神说，神呢，求你怜悯我。
And he lifts them up and makes them high, and so that everybody can look at them and say, wow, God was good to him. I would like to follow God. Look at that. He's merciful. He's a vessel of mercy, all because God had mercy on him. I'd like God to have mercy on me.
比如里面的神呢，就会让某些人呢，就是说是把他升得很高，升得很高，每个人都能看得见。然后那些人说，啊，这个神呢，把这个人升得这么高，这全是因为神的怜悯，神有大量的怜悯。那么说呢，因为神的怜悯，他才升得这么高，所以我也要让神的怜悯在我身上。
So God did that for many people in the Bible, and doesn't really matter where you turn, you'll find examples. I'm just thinking of Peter the Apostle, Peter did lots of things that were foolish, lots of things that were ignorant, and but God had mercy on him and made him an outstanding man of God.
这个里面呢，就是神，我知道圣经里面有很多这样的例子，很多这样的例子。那么说呢，就是说是我想到的，就是那个彼得，那个使徒彼得，他呢就是做了很多那些愚蠢的、无知的事情。但是神的怜悯是在他身上，神呢让他大大的升高。But
there's an alternative, isn't there?
就是有另外的一项，是不是呢？Sometimes
God raises somebody up and he makes him a great big fool.
所以有时候呢，神呢把有些人兴起来，把他变成个大傻瓜。
And people look at him and say, "Wow, what a foolish man! I would never like to be like. Look, he did that terrible thing, and I don't want to be like that."
所以每个人都看见说啊，你看这个人呢，多蠢啊！这个人呢，蠢成这个样子，所以呢，我不想神让他变成这么如此的愚蠢，我不想成为这样么愚蠢的人。
So what kind of a man was Pharaoh?
那法老是什么样的人呢?
He was a vessel of wrath.
他是那个愤怒的器皿。
He chose to reject God, and God said, "I'm going to raise you up. I'm going to raise you up so that the whole world can look at you and say how foolish it would be to resist God."
这个里面呢，就是说是啊，他呢就是法老呢，一直拒绝神，神说呢，我要升高你，升高你，让所有的人呢看到，就是说你是多么的蠢。那么说呢，拒绝神呢是多么的愚蠢的一件事情。
Now we learn two things about Pharaoh.
我们对法老学到两件事。
Number one, when Pharaoh was weak, Pharaoh hardened his heart against God, and he said, "No God." No God, no God, no God. And he kept hardening his heart, and saying, "No, I will not follow God."
所以第一件事呢，就是法老的他自己心意，他就对神说呢不，一直说不的时候，他心意了，愿意的时候说我不跟从神。
So God looks at Pharaoh and says, "I could use a man like you."
神看到法老说，我可以利用一下像你这样的人。
So he says, "From now on, I'm going to harden your heart."
他从现在开始，我要让你心硬。So
instead of being reasonable and doing what's right, I'm going to harden your heart so you won't do what's reasonable, so you'll go up even higher, so that when I knock you down, everybody will say, "What a terrible fool he was."
因为有时候是本来呢，就是说应该很讲道理，做正确的事情。那么神说了，现在呢，我要让你心硬，让你呢没有那个就是讲理的心去做正确的事，让你呢一直往上升，往上升的时候呢，大家都看到，你看这多么大的一个傻子。So
here's two ordinary guys.
这是两个普通的人。One of them says,
"Lord, I need your help. Would you be merciful to me?"
其中一个说是主啊，我需要你帮助，求你对我大施怜悯。And
the other one says, "Lord, I don't need your help. Who do you think you are? I don't know you. I don't want you. I."
又第二个人说呢，这我不需要主啊，你认为你是谁？我不需要你的帮助，我在想要做自己的事情。And
each persists on that a little more and a little more.
两个呢就在那里坚持一点一点。And
then God says, "I'm looking for an example. I would like to show somebody such great mercy that they'll all trust me." So they come to this little fellow here and say, "I know you don't deserve anything, but you've trusted me, and you've trusted me, and you've trusted me, and you've trusted me. So I'm going to take you now, and I'm going to lift you far higher than you ever thought you would go."
那神说，那我看到这两个了，我要找个例子来向人们显示，就是那信我的人，信我的人呢，就是因为这个人呢，他相信了我，他虽然他不配得，但是呢，我要把我的怜悯施在身上，让他呢就知道，其实所有人看到这个信我的人呢，会升到多高多高。And
there's this other man who says, no, and God says, "All right, but I need someone I can make an example of. So you've said no, so I'm going to lift you way up, and you'll be the vessel of wrath, and you'll be the vessel of honor. You'll have mercy, and you'll have the anger and the wrath of God. So my question is, which one would you rather be?"
因为现在神呢，看到这个人，这个人一直在神说不不不不不，神说呢，我现在呢也要找这样的器皿，找那个愤怒的器皿。然后人因为你一直说不呢，我也要把你提到最高呢，其中一个成为那个愤怒的器皿，另外一个呢成为荣耀的器皿。那么说呢，这两个人中间，你想成为哪一位？
So I say, well, Lord, if you want to do something, you go right ahead. You want to be good to somebody, you can be good to me. I don't mind you if you make any great example of me as somebody who doesn't deserve all the good thing he gets. That's fine. That's what I'd like.
所以我对主说："这主啊，你如果你想对某些人施怜悯呢，就是说，求您在我身上施怜悯，尽管我不配得，但是呢，就算你把我作为个例子，把我升到这上面去，我需要这么大的怜悯，我要让其他的人看见我说，哎，相信主的人都会是这样的。"
Now it's true, both we read about it in Exodus and in Romans that God took Pharaoh and He raised him up in order to break him down in order to be an example of foolishness.
因为这个里面，我们在罗马书和出埃及记里都读到了那个法老的主呢，用法老做一个例子，可这个例子呢，让他升到上面去，然后让他破碎，然后呢，成了一个傻瓜的一个大例子。
Whose fault was it?
谁的错
？It was Pharaoh's fault.
是法老的错。
Who's in charge? God.
谁在控制一切？神。
But on Judgment Day.Pharaoh will stand before God, and Pharaoh will say, "You hardened my heart."
因为但是说在审判日的时候呢，法老呢会站在神面前，他说呢，你让我心硬。
God will say, "It's exactly what I did, Pharaoh. You said, 'I want a hard heart. I gave you what you wanted.'"
因为就是神对法老说，这恰恰是我在你身上做的，法老。那么说呢，你说呢，我自己要心硬，那么这我就让你心硬。
Don't blame God.
不要责怪神。
And don't pretend, in some foolish way, to make a theology that says that God chose Pharaoh to be a bad man. God never chose Pharaoh to be a bad man. Pharaoh was a bad man, and God chose him to be an example of bad men.
因为就是不要被那些愚蠢的神学观点所愚弄，因为呢，不要说是法老神呢选择法老做个坏人，神是选择了法老做坏人的榜样。
All right, back to the book of Exodus. It's a long discourse on Pharaoh.
我们回到那个出埃及记来看看法老在这件事情上的事实。
And I can't remember, Eric, sorry, Roy, you always know where we are, and I forget. But where are we?
I think it's, it's a 13.
13, that's exactly right. We better leave it there then. So back to 12. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Why did he do that?Because Pharaoh had hardened his heart many, many times before.
因为我们就要停在这里。那么十二经是怎么讲的呢？法老神使法老的心刚硬，为什么会这样呢？因为法老他自己心硬了很多次。那么神说呢，那就让你心硬吧。
Okay, verse 12 again, and he did not heed them, Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had spoken to Moses.
第十二节说呢，他不听摩西和亚伦的，正如耶和华对摩西所说的。
Whose fault was it that the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart?
所以呢，主让法老心硬是谁的错
？Pharaoh。
法老的错。
Don't ever blame God for being unfair.
所以呢，不要去责怪神，说神不公平。
All right, well, that's the end of that story of.The plague of boils. So we'll get to the plague of hail next.
所以呢，这就是我们今天的故事。这里讲的是仓灾。那么说呢，下一次呢，我们讲雹灾。
All right, what's all of that teach?
所以这些都教导我们什么呢
？It teaches that God is the boss.
教导我们神是主宰。
Don't fight against God. How foolish!
不要去反对神。
Is God fair? Yes. Is God kind? Yes.
不要去反对神，多么的愚蠢！神是公平的吗？
Can
神是友好的吗？
Fight,
是的。
Can you fight against God and win?
你能不能去跟神作战赢呢？
No.
不会。
The line is very simple. We don't preach it often, but we should. It goes like this.
因为这一句话非常简单，我们不经常去讲这个，但是这样说的。
You can't sin and win.
你不可能既犯罪又得胜。
You get your choice.
你有你的选择。
But you can't sin and win. It never works.
但是你不可能既犯罪又得胜，这个从来行不通的。
Lord, we thank you for this story.
主啊，我们感谢这个故事。
Among other things, it makes a lot of the complex things about God very simple.
除了其他事情以外呢，把神的那些复杂的事情变得非常简单。
And even a man as great and powerful as Pharaoh had to realize he can't sin and win.
就算是一个就是像法老这样的伟大的有那样的就是大的权力的人呢，也不能既犯罪又得胜。
Lord, help us, we pray with two things. Number one, that we might all hear this and live it in our own lives.
所以主要帮助我们两件事。第一个呢，我们所有的人呢，愿我们都听到这个，运用到我们的人生里去。
And help us, Lord, to teach it to those we love, that they won't be foolish like Pharaoh was.
所以呢，就帮助我们去教导我们那些我们爱的人，所以他们不会像法老那样成为一个傻子。
So we give thanks, pray your blessing upon us now. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以呢，我们现在呢，献上感恩，祷告您的赐福给我们。我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.